If you could introduce yourself and who you are and where you're from and what do you do?
Okay. My name is Melanie Stevens and I am the program manager for youth activities with the Katuchek Native Tribe in Seward, Alaska. I work with our local drum and dance group, coach the junior and the senior Native Youth Olympics teams. I also work with the kids that want to go to World Eskimo Indian Olympics to compete in the summer. And that is 13-year-olds up through whatever age. As long as you can get out on the floor, you can compete. So they have my 13-year-olds will compete against adults that are like 60, 70 years old in some events. So it's very neat. I take elders into the classroom. I do beading, storytelling, drum making. As much as I can find out about the Alaska culture, I take it into the schools to share with any of the classrooms, and they'll give me a specific topic, and if I don't have the information, I find out the information and put it together.
Really nice.
So about the NYOs, what are the Native Youth Olympics?
Okay, the Native Youth Olympics was formed from the games a long time ago back in the villages. They would play the games to teach the children, and the games were survival skills for them to be able to survive out on the ice, out when they were hunting, fishing, whatever activity. They also taught them the jumping games to help with signaling when the hunters were coming back with certain kills, so that whatever symbol, whatever the jumps were worked out, either 1 foot or 2 foot high kicks, would let them know if they needed to have more villagers come to help bring in, or that the hunters were coming back and they had food, and so that they could get ready to help with them. The jumping, the games like the scissor broad jump and the kneel jump were games for hunters that were out on the ice on the Bering Sea, and the ice is very unpredictable in the spring and it may start to break apart, and so they needed to know how to react quickly to get across the ice. So those jumping games were to move fast and stay safe. Then the pulling, the Eskimo stick pull, was used for a lot in seal hunting, when the hunters would sit over the seal hole and would harpoon the seal, and then they would use the sinew rope that was attached to the harpoon head to pull the seal back up. It would prevent them from taking off and losing their kill, so they would have to use that to get them out. Now the Indian stick pull is for fishing, and it would be pulling fish out of the water or out of the fish weir or the fish wheels. They had to be able to get the salmon from the water to the shore, so they had to be able to grab them by the tail and the slime and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's what that one was used for. Four-man carry is a strength game. Ear pull is a strength game. A lot of times the hunters were out by themselves, and they may be lucky enough to get more than one animal, and they have to be able to get it back. So that would teach them, you know, use that strength and determination to get it back. Ear pull was for frostbite, to protect them so that they could deal with that pain. If their ears started to get frostbite, to be aware of what was happening to them. And it was also a strength game, because they'll connect the sinew to opposite ears to the person and then pull straight back, so the person that can keep it on there is the one that is the winner for the rounds. So that's another strength game. So all of the games were done to keep their skills up through the winter and into the spring. And it's kind of like that's like a fun time for them, because most of the time they were doing subsistence hunting and gathering. So
what about the knuckle hop or the butt hop or the kind of really
the seal hop? They have it they do it on the knuckles for the men, and the young kids and girls, they extend their arms. And that was when they were out seal hunting, they would have to be able to get up to a group of seals. Mm-hmm. So it's mimicking the seals' movements, mm-hmm. to be able to get them closer. And also the knuckle is another strength or endurance game to be able to take that pain over long distances. And the fist, they do it seal hop for girls, seal hop for boys, and then they do it, and at Rio they do it up on their knuckles, on the top of a fist is how the guys, and only the guys are allowed to do that unless women get special permission. They have to ask all the competitors if they're allowed to go against them. They can't medal in it, but they can compete against the men if the men are willing to allow them to do it.
Why is that, do you know?
Basically because it's a man's game, and because of the way the body is, it's like they have drop the bomb, where the guy lays on the floor on his face down with his arms extended, mm-hmm. out to his sides, and they pick him up at the wrist and at the ankles, mm-hmm. and they have to use their body to stay completely, yeah. stiff. It's like the Iron Cross in gymnastics. Mm-hmm. And it's just the muscle groups that they're using, yeah. in that. And it can, you know, women are a little bit more, not same way, yeah. that the muscle,
yeah.
excuse me, things. So they have to ask permission to be able to do that, okay. one too. Same thing with ear weights. They have to get permission. And that one is where they lift 16 pounds up off the floor with their ear. And not using hands.
I haven't seen that.
That one. That's a game that they do at WIO. Okay. At World Eskimo Indian Olympics.
Yeah. Wow.
That's held in Fairbanks. And that's very cool to watch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about the butt hop?
Butt hop, I think, is for fun. More than anything.
It is just have, funny.
They just have so much fun doing it.
Yeah.
And the caribou wrestling, and I think those kind of games, those are also like a strength game, but it's also showing them mimicking the animals,
mm-hmm.
So that they kind of are more aware of how the animals interact with one another. And
yeah.
The kids love to do them. They're very fun.
They're fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, have you noticed, you've been doing this for a while, you know, mm-hmm. coaching kids and taking them around, and do you have to be really fit and athletic to succeed in the sports, or what do you need to?
With the native games, I have kids that come in that have skills with sports. I see kids that come in that have never done a sport in their life because they're not one that's to do a team sport,
mm-hmm.
and it intimidates them, but they'll come into the native games, and the nice thing about the native games is that it teaches self-improvement,
mm-hmm.
Builds their self-esteem, mm-hmm. so that they set a goal for themselves and they work towards that goal. And once they reach it and exceed it, then you watch them grow and become very excited, yeah. in doing it. I had my daughter has never thought that she could ever do the kicking games, mm-hmm. because she was larger than other kids, and they would tease her for her size and things. And so she started doing the stretches and working on stuff this summer, mm-hmm. and actually went from kicking about 3 feet to almost 5.
Wow.
You know, just with that determination and the, yeah. pure excitement in her face that she could do it, mm-hmm. because she never thought that she could do it. Mm-hmm. Same thing with my kids. I have kids that have never done the games before come in and they're like, oh, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. And it's like, it's just try.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep practicing, you know, mm-hmm. and if you can, great. If it's not a game for you, that's mm-hmm. fine. Just mm-hmm. do the ones that you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
And so they don't have to be team oriented. Mm-hmm. The NYO teams support each other, and they support each other individually, mm-hmm. and as a group of kids. And it's wonderful to go to an event and watch other teams help each other out. Kids from other teams will walk up and give pointers and say, try it this way, try it that way, good job, you know, we're proud of you. And you go to a team sporting event and you don't really see that interaction. So it's nice that the kids are very excited to do the games.
Yeah.
And to go to competitions and see their friends.
Yeah.
You know, they have friends from all over the state now.
Yeah.
So they're excited.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What do you think is the most demanding, like strength-wise, or is there like most difficult one, or
most
do you think in comparison?
I think the biggest thing is getting the kids to realize how important it is to warm up, stretch, and be ready to do the game instead of just go, and how important it is to warm up and cool down. And once they start doing that, then it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
And I've had kids, I do demonstrations in the school, and I will do a warm-up, the same, a brief piece of the warm-up that we do at practice every night, and the kids that are in the gym class that aren't in NYO, but I know are in sports, are crying the loudest by the end of the class because it hurts. But it's like, you're in sports, you should be able to do this. But it's not, it's a whole new muscle group and thing for them to try. And so it's funny to watch the interactions and how they think, oh, that's an easy thing, I can do that. And then they go try and they go, wait a minute, I can't. I know, but if you come to practice, you'll be able to do it and you'll be fine. Yeah. You know, so it's fun to watch. I think the biggest thing is just being stretched, warmed up, so that you don't hurt yourself.
How important do you think the like mental preparing, like preparing yourself mentally for the like
the event? I think the biggest thing that I have to work with some of the kids is breaking the mental barrier. They will reach what we call a wall, and they can't get over it. They get stuck at that one point, and sometimes it's fear. Because they've started kicking, and they're kicking higher than they've ever kicked before. And so they have a fear of thinking that they're not going to be able to land it, that they're going to fall, that they're going to get hurt. And so we have to break past that to get over it. And I think the biggest thing, and I never tell my kids, you're not in it for the medal, you're not in it for the glory, you're in it to say, this is what I want to do today. If I go past it, awesome. If I get a medal, wow, that's great. But if I just go and try, that's the best thing at all, of all. So I never put more on the kids than what I know that they can do.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is a really good introduction to the games, and we're gonna use this with some of the more physical science, like different forces that affect the different games, like gravity and explosion, kinetic energy, and all that. So
that'll be cool. That'll be a neat thing to break it down and to show them.
Yeah.
For the kids that are more scientific processing, it'll make it amazing for them, and it'll be like that movie that the girl that wanted to ice skate, she was a genius in the sciences. And once she processed it in the actual physical form of what was happening and putting it into formulas, she outdid kids that had done it for years. So it's kind of, that would be neat to show them that, you know, what they're doing and how the effect is. Would be very cool.
When is there any NYOs during AFN? Or are they just demos?
I don't know if they do demos at AFN or not. I haven't been in a couple of years. That would be neat if they did.
Yeah.
I know they do them at the Heritage Center.
I
haven't seen them. I think it would be good if it would be neat if they did that as
Well, it's in Oakridge this year, so here in a month, so maybe we'll see.
Yeah. That would be good. I don't think they've ever done it. They've done more of the language and music. But that would be a neat way to do it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of kids don't understand what it is. And the nice thing about Native Youth Olympics is you don't have to be Alaska Native to participate.
Yeah.
And that's what's cool.
I realized that just a couple of months ago, actually, when I was looking at some of the videos on YouTube or somewhere. Okay. That's cool.
Because I have a lot of parents who are like, their kids come home, oh, I want to do Native Youth Olympics. It sounds so fun. And they're like, well, you can't. You're not Native. And the kids are like, no, Miss Mel said I can do it.
Oh. That's so cool.
That's really cool. Yeah, so it's neat that they get all excited about it. And it's amazing because the parents won't come to practices and things. And if they come to a competition and they see, and they're just like, or that their kids are able to do the things that they're doing, and they're so excited for them. So that's always neat.
I get all excited.
I do. I do. I get so excited with them.
Okay.
They've been asking me since August when NYO is starting.
Oh, that's cool. How often do you coach?
I start in November and go until April, and then start back up in June until we go to WIO. So there's probably only 3 months, maybe four out of the whole year that I'm not doing NYO.
Once a week?
Twice a week. When it gets closer to a competition, we'll increase it to three times a week.
Yeah.
My older kids like to come and work out at the gym on the exercise equipment and stuff. So gives them a chance to build those muscles and groups. And
That's fun.
Teach them to eat right.
Yeah.
No junk food. We try to stay away from it as much as possible during the whole season.
Yeah.
Even healthy snacks for them so that they can see the difference between how they are when they eat something before they come to practice. It's good for them.
Yeah.
And if they don't.
So. That's good. It's very I didn't know that.
Yeah. At least that's what I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen teens of kids walk around with energy drinks and stuff. And I'm like, you know, that's... You think that's going to help you.
Yeah.
That's all well and good, but it's only going to be a 5-minute burst.
Yeah.
And if your competition, your event takes over an hour to do, by the time you get to the end, it's gone.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
Yeah.
But if you eat right and give yourself protein in bursts like that, it's going to last you a lot longer.
Yeah.
So
That's good.
Yeah. They learn.